Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Monday podcast. I am so excited to talk to my dear friend, Kelsey J. Patel, today, who is a Reiki master, an amazing entrepreneur, and meditation teacher. But before we dive in, I just want to give a shout out to our fan of the week, who is Big Daddy Him. I love this name. And the title is Love, Love, Love. I love this podcast so much, I had to borrow my boyfriend's to let you know. I forgot how I even stumbled upon the Beauty Detox community, but the podcast was one of my first steps. A year and a half later, all the books, Detoxy, SBOs, Digestive Enzymes, GGS, Meditation Series, and a roadmap later, and I am hooked. I look forward to my Mondays and Thursdays each week. I love hearing the perspective. It's not just about food, sleep, mindfulness, gratitude, beauty, digestion. It's a lifestyle. I can't rave about it enough. Turn off the radio and turn on this podcast. Your mind and body will thank you. So thank you, Big Daddy Him, for being our fan of the week. I appreciate it so much. And all you beauties, if you haven't left a review yet on iTunes, please take a moment to go over there and do so. It helps to spread the love, spread the word about all the messages. And yeah, it just helps other people feel good. So thank you so much. You can also take a screenshot of our podcast here on your phone, and you can share it on your Instagram story or Twitter or Facebook, wherever you are. And that also helps to spread the word as well. All right, so let's dive into our interview today. I am so excited for Kelsey Patel. Hey, beauties, welcome back. I am so excited for our interview today. We have Kelsey J. Patel, who is a wonderful woman. She's a personal friend of mine as well. She happens to be a certified Reiki master. She's a yoga instructor, meditation teacher. She specializes in emotional freedom technique known as EFT. But she has had so many amazing experiences that somehow all tied together. Kelsey, you've also owned fitness studios, you've had a clothing line, and now you're the creator of Magic Vibes, which I want to talk about because I love it as well very much. So thank you so much for being here with us today.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I absolutely, you know this from our connection. I adore you. And I'm so grateful that we actually finally get to share our love together.
Yes, yes. I love it. I do love when I authentically love a guest. I mean, I love all our guests, but when I have, you know, a special connection and we've been together, and yeah, it's super special. Mm. So let's dive right in, Kelsey. You've had an interesting journey. I know you started with owning some bar studios. You were really in the fitness scene. And then tell us how you got into that and how you kind of evolved beyond that as well.
Sure. So yeah, I had been a dancer most of my life, and then I had a career. I think you and I chatted about this even recently when we were together. I had a career in Washington, D.C. I worked in the United States Senate for about 4.5 years. So I was super
political. I forgot about that part.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
That was like my whole trajectory is I really, wow. I felt so passionate about our country and about politics. So I started off my career in that realm, and I was still dancing and I was still teaching dance while I lived in DC. And then I had one of those really shitty relationships that I figured I knew that if I stayed in Washington, DC, I was not going to be able to get out of that relationship and sort of that
spin super cycle. Toxic.
Yep. And it was really like a spin cycle. It was break up, get back together, break up, get back together. And so I moved to LA, and I sort of had possibilities for a career. And I moved out to LA, and I got a job being the director of communication for this big Fortune 500 company. And I still was dancing, but I started traveling so much that I was getting really anxious, so much stress. I had a lot of this kind of continued back pain. And I found these bars. Well,
hold on, Kelsey. What kind of dance were you doing? Was it just like classes, or was it freestyle, or was it ballet?
When I lived in DC, I danced in a company. So we were doing everything from like hip hop to jazz, sort of all of it. And then when I came to LA, I was taking classes here at the Edge and all of these places. And I really quickly realized that, you know, these like teenagers that I was dancing around with in my, as I was also, you know, in this very busy, fulfilling career, that my dancing days were sort of, I hate to say over, because, you know, we can dance our whole lives, right?
Yes.
But I started to be like, I don't think I'm going to be pursuing dance in LA because these young kids are just spinning around me and I cannot keep up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the universe had other plans.
The universe had other plans. Exactly, babe. So, yeah, so I worked for this big company and that was when I started to get into yoga. And that was also when I, when Bar really started to kind of surface. And it was really small still. There was only one, and it was Pure Bar, and there was only one studio in LA. It was in Brentwood. My friend Marnie owned it.
Was this like 10 years ago? I'm trying to think what like Bar was getting like
exactly
new on the scene.
About 10 years ago. Mm-mm. And I started maybe 9 years ago and I started getting into it. And then she asked me to be a teacher. And that was sort of where my love for Bar started. And soon after, I decided to open up a studio of my own with a friend in Beverly Hills. And that was kind of how it all started. I never thought that I'd be an entrepreneur. Like, I grew up in North Dakota. My parents both had really stable jobs. So they were not people that really, my dad was always like, make sure you have a retirement account, make sure
you have
healthcare. So the idea of being an entrepreneur was kind of wacky for my family to wrap their heads around.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that was kind of where it started. And then, as you know, having a business, we talked about this, having a business, sort of being at the beck and call of clients and people and a team and all of it. I did it for a while. I ended up opening three of them.
Mm.
And honestly, it just became so much that I felt such a deep weight that I had more stress, more back pain again, more anxiety. And that was how I got into all the healing stuff. It was never to help anybody else. It was really because I was stressed. I was overwhelmed. I was in a lot of like physical pain, even though I was still doing all the classes and everything. And like having a team is so, and being a boss of that many people and having that much responsibility, it really weighed on me.
And did you feel like your love for the actual bar kind of declined? Like you just kind of got over it? Or were you still passionate about the movement form?
I was still passionate about the movement form. Like when I would teach a class, I would feel so much love and so many emotions. And, you know, I think for me, I always, when I start something, it's like, I want to do it all and like get to the top and, you know, and I don't mean the top of anything, just meaning my own success ladder.
Sure, sure.
And I'm slowly started to realize that that's not always good for me.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Becomes consuming.
Yeah, it becomes pushing, consuming.
Instead of just being where you are, all this future-based thinking, which I think is so much what our society is based in, and we all, you know, can fall down that trap. It just becomes exhausting because then we're never here. We've never made it. There's always that next thing, you know?
Always. And you know it. And I also think even in our society, what I've really been sitting with a lot lately in my own practices and in my teaching is this essence of, you know, I travel a lot now for my work and I'm even seeing how sensitive my whole human vessel is, that I need sleep after getting up and going on a plane and being 30,000 feet in the air, like that it actually impacts my body. And we live in a society that's always telling us to be productive. And all these, this is not a knock on anyone, but there's all these sort of ideologies and books out there on tapping into your potential and all of this productivity based.
Yes. The biohacking
is
more shortcuts and everything. Yes.
Yeah. It's like the five hacks to, you know, immense productivity or the 10 ways. And everybody's always sort of wanting to get more done. And I absolutely get that. I mean, we live in such a social world now that there really are no boundaries and there are no borders per se, the way that we used to have them with time and with connection. But I feel as a teacher now in this space, how important it is to also raise the voice of our sensitive being. Like you mm-hmm. have to give yourself mm-hmm. time to nurture and to soften and to slow and to get into the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous systems. You know what I mean?
And everything about your journey, Kelsey, and you living this and being aware enough to say, hey, you know, I have more studios and more doesn't necessarily mean better. And I'm going to say no to this or back away. I think that's a really important message too. And that's one I live by versus more productivity, doing more. It's saying no or delegating. You know, like I know my work, Kelsey, and what I do, I have to just focus on the writing and the creative part and the content and the videos and all this stuff. If I get bogged down and being on all the calls and talking to our manufacturer and doing all this stuff, I get drained. And so I have to, like you said, the only people say to us, Kelsey, like, well, I don't have time for self-care. I don't have time to do all this stuff. But then I would say, instead of just trying to fit more in, looking at your schedule and what can you delegate and what can you, even for moms, right? Like oh my gosh, today I don't have our auntie with us who helps me with the house stuff. And there's so much going on. Like I'm trying to do work. I'm doing this podcast now while Bubby's napping. And like, if I didn't have that help, I need to delegate the housework. It was hard for me to let go of the cooking. I had to like give it away. Otherwise I'd go nuts. So yeah. What can we give away? What can we pass on? What's not feeding our soul?
I could not agree with you more. And look, it does take a lot of, for me, it's taken a lot of falling and a lot of getting sick and a lot of, you know, I have had to have a lot of emotional, mental, physical breakdowns in order to finally open up and be receptive to the support and receptive to like life's deliciousness and saying, wow, I don't have to be on all my email like responses. And I don't have to, you're right. Even this year, my husband and I decided to make some shifts and we hired a chef. And it seems so luxurious and so like crazy to me to say that, because again, that just wasn't the way I was really brought up, is sort of having these extra, what would have been considered to me back then, very luxurious things.
Yes.
But I realized for both of us, we're both entrepreneurs. We both have multiple businesses and our food and our health is of the utmost importance to both of us. And so this year I've hired both a personal trainer to come twice a week and a chef to come once a week. And it has shifted so much for me.
I love that. I think that, you know, sometimes we're apt to spend on like things that you can see. Do you know what? And there's nothing wrong with this, but let's say like, you know, Gucci shoes or, you know, a really fancy car. And that's great if you enjoy them. But then the things that you can't necessarily see or display, like having a chef or having help or someone organize the house, those are the things we're like, oh, I'm not going to spend money on that. But those things can make such a big difference in our day-to-day experience.
Such a difference. And I'm sure, as you know, I mean, I had never really hired a full assistant because I was really scared and I have super commitment issues with, you know, making sure that I feel free and that I feel like I, you know, can be so whimsical in my schedule. I feel like I'm part gypsy, part scholar. So it was really important for me to feel that freedom. So it made it really hard for me to actually hire ever somebody to support me. And I finally have my amazing assistant, Jordan, who we've had even many conversations together and cried together because I've had to show up in my vulnerability of like, once I bring somebody in, I get super scared that they're going to want to leave. And it's all, you know, it's like all my own old stuff that we're all sort of constantly processing through our reality and our present life. But and that's what I mean when I say like I've had to fall a lot and I've had to have a lot of breakdowns in order to see how I can change and how I can shift, even though, you know, my control never wants change and it always wants the same thing. But that's not life. It's like, it's not the way the sky works. You don't ask the clouds to stay in the same place every day.
True. It's true. Change, you know, is what it is. It's life.
It's life. And like, I think adapting like every day to what's in front of you, rather than trying to cling or demand or hold on to a certain idea of how it's supposed to be rather than just creating that fluidity.
Hey, beauties, I just wanted to do a little shout out to ask for some help in keeping my podcast free to download with minimal ads. So this is just a survey that I would love for you to take. It'll only take you a couple moments, no more than 5 minutes, actually. And you can go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or podcastone and click on the survey banner. And it's a survey to help align the ads for podcasts so everything is more in flow and, again, keeps ads to a minimum. Just a couple of minutes, and it's a huge, huge favor. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that and for supporting my program and sending you lots of love. Thank you again. Well, Kelsey, I know you work with a lot of different clients and, you know, you help them talk through issues and you do Reiki with them and just all around life balance and really deep perspective shifts. What would you say to someone listening to this right now that says, well, that's easier said than done. It sounds nice to embrace change like the clock, but I don't feel safe. Like change makes me scared, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I often tell people, because it's when we're in those moments, it can feel so isolated and so individual. Like,
and it's so intense.
Yeah, so intense. And it can feel a lot like this is happening to me. This is the way I am. This is what
yes.
I need.
And it feels, me.
Yeah, it really does. Exactly. Like, it really feels very isolated. And that's sort of one of the first things, which is why I love doing retreats and these group experiences, because, again, our ego loves to make us believe that somehow we need to be somewhere else, doing something else, being someone else other than who we are exactly in that moment, even in the fear or the scaredness, right? And it's like, oh, I shouldn't be this scared. Oh, I know I need to be changed. Oh, I know I need to meditate more. Oh, I know I need to do more yoga or eat better or whatever the story is. And that's sort of where I start with clients, is to help them see that they are making up a lot of these. Again, I'm not saying that they're making up their life story, because clearly it is their life and it's beautiful and unique. But I really like to help people see this common ground that we all have as human beings, which is like, guess what? Yes, we do feel scared. Yes, we are vulnerable. Yes, it is okay to be sad. And
right, it's okay. And,
yeah.
Instead of numbing or running away or repressing or hiding it with alcohol or whatever it is, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. But I just feel like we live in a world, Kelsey, where people are scared to feel things.
And Kimberly, I think it's also, like we were saying earlier, I think a part of that problem is hyperproductivity.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not willing to sit down, and look, I am the best person at making excuses. When I know that I really need to just sit down and meditate, I will all of a sudden want to organize my closet. I want to put up an Instagram post. I want to call my mom because I feel guilty that I haven't talked to her for a couple of days. I want to text my sons and my husband to make sure everybody's good. Like, my mind goes to all those same places of like, let's do everything else on the list except what actually will probably make me feel the best right now.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that constant game between you and the ego. And when you actually give yourself that space, or when I give myself that space to sit down and, instead of watching one more episode of my current obsession on Netflix, to turn it off and go before bed and like journal for a little bit and do a 10-minute either guided meditation, or just I'll turn some music on with a little timer and just breathe. And that to me is the beginning of how to create some of these shifts, is when people... You kind of have to go against perhaps what your ego really wants of you.
Well, Kelsey, one of the things, as like a practical tool we can give people, I remember this because it was magic. No pun intended. Your company's called Magic Vibes. But we were together on May 1st. And one of the things that I loved so much was we sat together. We were in a small group. You handed out these intention cards and you said, write your intention for the month. And so You know, I'm a big believer. I practice and teach a lot about rituals and getting up in the morning, having your hot water with lemon, meditate, you know, SBO probiotics. Like, I love that idea of ritual. And I loved you brought it into something that I haven't emphasized as much, which is for the month.
Like, yes.
Which is between a year and a day. It's kind of like, okay, 4 weeks, there's stuff that can happen, like shorter term projects or whatever. But it was just this whole reframing of it. And so, Kelsey, I wrote on your card, you had it kind of prompted, okay, here and like three things, all this stuff. I had it in my bathroom and I have to share with you, I looked at it every day. Mm. May was one of the best months of my whole life.
Oh, that gives me chills up and down my whole body.
I had just incredible experiences. I had life-changing meditation, like just the world opened up to me, like all this stuff. I can't even explain it. It was just the most amazing month. And I looked at what my intentions were and I created them all and way more. So it was so powerful.
Oh, babe. And that's honestly, first of all, yes. Oh my God. Like that gives me chills. And that to me is really the reason for everything that I have been creating over the last, especially with Magic Vibes over the last year, is giving people these easy, mm-hmm. quote unquote, right? We'll say quote unquote easy.
Well, like, let's say practical. Like you
these
can do
practical
that.
Tools, because so often it's like we as humans want to complicate the ability to do ritual or to meditate or whatever it is. And it's like, I want people to see that just this simple act of showing up for yourself, and it can be the first of every month, or it could be, as you know, from the Magic Vibes box, like every new moon or every full moon, which there's one each month. So that's two rituals plus the top of the month. Like that's three opportunities, and you can do all of them. You can do none of them. You can do one of them, but just this essence of exactly, as you said, creating ritual with yourself. And to me, it's like, it's just to say, I love myself enough that I am worthy of this time just for me. Not mm-hmm. for my son, not for my husband, not for my family, not for my, you know, successful career. It's really one of those things when you're inside your heart, and I'm sure that's really where you were flowing with in May too, because you took a moment
at
the beginning of the month to like tune into yourself and say, what actually does matter most to me? And where have I been maybe a little bit more lackadaisical, or where have I been pushing too hard and I need
to stop pushing too hard.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I think that space of being okay, not knowing the whole future, I think we were talking about this clinging, the fear of change. And I think this, you know, just this control that we all try to have so much over our lives, which is really an illusion, because as we said, Kelsey, like it's all changing. We actually don't have that much control anyway. And just this greater easefulness and spaciousness in the day. I don't know. I just really went in with that intention in May. And like I said, I had these incredible meditations, these downloads, these ideas, these things that just started opening up to me. And I love that, Kelsey. So thank you for being part of my journey in May.
Oh, babe, it makes me so happy to hear it. Because honestly, like, and the thing is, Kimberly, and you and I both know this, which is, I mean, we've worked with celebrity clients, we've worked with, you know, clients all over, we've worked with virtual clients, people we've maybe never met that have worked with the products that you've created or that I've created. But the idea is, this is available and accessible to everyone. There's no fine print. There's no demands. There's no, you know, must be of this vibration or this pay rate. Like, it's nothing. It's really that these practices and these tools are meant for all of us to receive and to remember that life can be and is intended to be delicious and beautiful. And the person that's usually pushing any of us to not the best places is our mind.
You know, Kelsey, you always use that term. I love it, because when we think of delicious, we usually think of food, which is kind of fleeting and temporary. So tell me why you use that term with life, because it resonates.
Absolutely. So one of the amazing healers that I've been to, she's based in Ojai. Her name's Nicola. And I've done sessions with her. She's become a dear friend of mine. And she was really the one who put that bug in my ear almost maybe not even a year ago. And I really, really attached to it because I realized so much of my day was about doing and these demands and these expectations of myself that really left me exhausted at the end of the day and sometimes dreading waking up the next morning and starting a day. And I realized that I needed to flip the script and look at each day. And of course, I'm not perfect. Admit there are still many days where I have resistance and I'm in a, I guess you would call it more dark space, because I think that's also a normal part of the human journey.
Yes, of course. Thank you for saying that. It's not like, oh, we do Reiki and we're like, everything's all happy all the time. It's just
not at all. Like, it is not always butterflies and fairies, not by any means. But like, that's a part of the conversation that I really want people to have with each other, especially given all of the recent media and everything we've seen with the suicide and, you know, and I've worked with teenagers that are, you know, going through different suicidal thoughts and things. And I think the more that we as a society can start to embrace the shadow and the dark side that we all have as human beings, the more we can normalize it and not attach so much meaning to it, because that's where you go down the spiral, right?
Yes.
And for me, it's like this essence of deliciousness really gave me, it felt like it gave me permission, Kimberly, to start looking at my whole life and saying, where am I making something way harder than it needs to be? Or I'm attaching my control and I can actually let go and find this beautiful, ripe moment of deliciousness in my day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be so serious, you know, or like make such a big deal out of it. Wow, that's really beautiful, Kelsey. Just delicious. Like, it just, we all know what that feels like when we bite into a delicious, I keep thinking of fruit, you know, like a mango piece or apple slice or whatever fruit you love. Actually, I love bananas too. But yeah, like, it's just delicious and there's a sweetness to it. And it doesn't have to be, even the times that are dark and shadowy, I feel like we repress and suppress, you know. And I know so many people that I know there's all this stuff going on. I'm like, hey, are you okay? Like, I try to reach out. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, no, it's like, please, like, open up, be vulnerable. It's okay to talk about it. And this whole like, fine, like, it's not the fullness, you know, we're hiding.
And, you know, there's two things I would say about the word fine. One is a quote from a comedian, and she has a book out, and it's called I'm Fine and Other Lies. And two, one of my teachers, my Reiki master many years ago, I remember would say, saying you're fine is equivalent to fine china. It's easily breakable.
Oh, wow.
That's and cool. I loved that because you're right. When people say I'm fine, it's really, to me, what I often hear, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the word fine. It's just being aware that oftentimes if you're the one saying I'm fine, to just tune in a little bit deeper with yourself. Of course, you don't ever have to share with others, right? It's more about your own, you meeting yourself wherever you are. But that element of fine, anytime I use the word I'm fine, I know that I'm really, really vulnerable and I'm feeling really, really breakable and I'm feeling really like just a little maybe nervous or scared or something. So that's, to me, that's always a really beautiful indicator that I need to give myself some love.
Yeah, I love that. Just being aware, hey, there's a story there, there's a trigger or whatever. You know, just that awareness, I think, can be really helpful.
Absolutely. Like, oh,
I'm fine. Yeah. You know, I know when my voice goes up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why is this happening instead of a steady tone? Like, yeah, it's all good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so true. When you meet new people, like people think I'm like such an extrovert. And in many ways I am. I do love people and I love being with people. But I'm also an introvert in the sense that I fill up and I refuel alone when I'm like by myself. And what they say is that extroverts actually fill up and replenish when they're with others. And that's I'm the opposite. But in that same vein, like, I absolutely agree. And I know that I take those moments and I say, okay, it's time for me to reconnect to myself. And not, there's nothing wrong with being vulnerable or feeling breakable or feeling raw. It's more just sometimes I want to talk with a friend or my husband or my sister or my family about it. And sometimes it's like, I don't even know what it is. So I want to go on an exploration with myself and just love. And, you know, really this year to me is all about acceptance. Mm. So the more that we accept, you know, that control will always be there. It's not like we have to punish it or try to get rid of it or anything. It's like just saying, oh, that's my control. And I'm actually going to choose love right now instead of control. Or I'm feeling really scared. Okay, I'm going to let myself feel scared. It doesn't mean anything about me. It's a feeling. We're human. We're meant to feel. But I also know that there's other options on the table as well. I can be both scared and willing, right?
Mm-mm. Wow. Yes, I love that. It's this and that at the same time, not one or the other.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, Kelsey, I could speak to you all day. I love our conversation. I love your insight. Tell us where we can find out more about you. We didn't really talk about the Reiki or any of that, but it's all on your website, which we will link to in the show notes. And are you taking on clients now? Are you doing group? You said group sessions.
Retreats? Absolutely. So I had, you know this, I closed my private practice for a while because it got so big and so long that I got overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But I've just now reopened. So I see just a few clients every week via Skype. And that's going to be up on the website. And then I have the Magic Vibes box, which is basically all of these tools. It has meditations, it has full and new moon and monthly rituals all inside of it, and crystals and everything to sort of help take you through an entire season. And that's all on my website. It's all under kelseyjpatel.com. I do retreats all over. I do workshops around LA and on the East Coast. I teach Reiki for those that are interested in learning about Reiki.
And are you doing trainings in Reiki?
Yeah. So I have both. I think you and I both have a class on Mind Body Green, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have a class on there too.
Yeah. So I have a Reiki 101 class on Mind Body Green, which is a prerequisite. And then I also teach students Reiki level 1, 2, 3, and then becoming a Reiki master teacher.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Kelsey, I've done up to level 2 in India, but I didn't go beyond that. And I love
it. I also think that, you know, exactly. It's not, I always say everybody is going to be at a different level, kind of based on what they need or want in their life. Mm-hmm, and I would love for everyone in the world to be Reiki 1 certified.
Exactly. Because I do it to my own food. I do it to myself. Yes. And when I was working closely with clients, I would actually give it to them all the time. But now it's just for, you know, me and my family. And I love it.
And that's exactly it, is like to have that. It's just another tool in the tool belt of life. So that if your child is sick, or if you're not feeling well, or if your mind is really busy, you just allow, if you're sending out a big project, you can send Reiki to it, or your food. I just think it's a beautiful tool for all of us to have.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, my dear. Such an honor.
And thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. Remember, we're going to link to everything in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our interview. I can't wait to connect again on our Thursday Q&A podcast. And just a little reminder again, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes, please pop over there and just take a moment to write one today. It helps to spread the word, and I appreciate it so very much. Otherwise, take great care. I send you so much love, and take great care of yourself. We will see you back here on Thursday. Okay, beauties, I will be back with you on Thursday for my Q&A session show, where I answer questions from the Beauty Detox community. To submit your question, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Thanks so much, and see you again soon. And always remember, progress, not perfection, as true beauty comes from the inside out.